We'll have a German till 10:15, and hopefully the applicant will be here by then. Let's recommence the meeting now. Welcome.
Apologies for my timekeeping.
Okay, that's fine. No problem at all. So we're on agenda three, item number three on the agenda. And so it's to determine an application for a premises licence under Section 17 of the Licensing Act 2003 for Cardinal Lounge, 44 High Street, Carisbrook, Isle of Wight, which is paper B in your papers for today. Just like to welcome everybody to the licensing subcommittee for today. So the committee today is Councillor Colin Richards, Councillor Ray Bloomfield, and I'm the chairman, Julie Jones Evans. And then we've got Justin Thorne from the legal team. And we've got Kayleigh Bowers, who's our clerk today. And then we've got from licensing, we've got Claire Thomas and Kevin Winchcombe. And Mr. Kennedy,
yeah.
Yes, welcome. Just a bit of housekeeping, can we make sure your mobile phones are on silent or off, please? If you need to use our facilities here, straight out the doors here and turn right. First left is a gentleman's, just down the little steps, and left. Left is gentleman's, and then down the steps and turn left is the ladies down there. We don't have any fire drills scheduled for today, so if there is a fire, it is a real one. So we need to go out through the double doors, the next set of double doors, turn left, and that's the back stairwell, which will take us into the car park where we can assemble. So we've done the minutes and the declarations. There are no, just for your information, Mr. Kay, there are no declarations of interest from members today, and there's no urgent business, so we'll go straight on to the application. Mr. Kennedy, are you familiar with what's going to happen today? Have you received and read the order of what's happening?
I have read and received the order of what's happening.
Yes, okay then. So I'll just quickly go over it. We don't actually have any objectors here today due to the late reps that came in yesterday, but you wouldn't be able to cross-examine anyone. This is really just sort of it's for a procedure, but we try and make it quite relaxed if we can, but we do need to sort of stay within those controls, okay. So everyone will sort of be given an equal amount of time to speak. So, you know, obviously try and be, you know, succinct and precise in what you say. And you can amplify what you've already submitted into the local authority, but you can't put any new evidence in, okay, today. So is everyone happy? Members, you've read the papers, and we've had always had late representations, which I think Claire Thomas should be able to overall, thank you. So we'll start today with licensing officer to summarise the report for us.
Thanks. So an application for a premises licence was submitted by Mr. Kennedy for 44 High Street, Carisbrook. The application is at Appendix A on page B11 of the committee report. The proposed hours for licensable activities have been amended during the statutory consultation period since the application was submitted. Mr. Kennedy is proposing to sell alcohol until 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday and until midnight on Friday and Saturday, with extensions of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. He also wishes to provide late night refreshment on Friday and Saturday nights until midnight, with an extension until 1 a.m. on New Year's Eve. The proposed hours for activities can be found in Appendix B on page B33 of the committee report. The subcommittee should be aware that the proposal for regulated entertainment has been withdrawn. If a licence is granted permitting the sale of alcohol, legislation now allows that live and recorded music can be provided until 2300 hours for up to 500 people without the need for it being included in the licence. If nuisance arises as a result of any such entertainment, however, an application for review can be submitted by a responsible authority or any other person to require that such entertainment is regulated once again. The subcommittee therefore do not need to consider the impact of entertainment today in determining this application. A number of conditions have been agreed between the applicant and the police as a responsible authority during the consultation period. These are contained within Appendix C on page B34 of the report. These conditions will be contained in the operating schedule if the licence is granted. No other responsible authorities have submitted representations during the consultation period. Two objections were received from other persons. These can be found at Appendix D on page B35 of the report. It should be noted that Newport Parish Council have now withdrawn their objection as they believe their concerns have been addressed by the modifications to the application. The concerns that remain are that the licensing objectives will be compromised by the proposed hours for activities, as it is believed there will be noise from customers at the premises, particularly when outside smoking and as they leave the premises, and smell nuisance will occur from late night refreshment being provided. The police have requested that the applicant designate a smoking area and require that no more than 5 people use this area at any one time. The applicant has agreed to this measure. If the subcommittee believe further conditions are required to ensure the objectives are promoted, they must ensure that such conditions are proportionate and appropriate. With regard to nuisance from smells, the subcommittee may only consider the impact of late night refreshment as a licensable activity, which was proposed to take place between 2300 hours and midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. The subcommittee will need to take into consideration the fact that the premises can operate during the day until 2300 hours without the need for a licence. Comments have been received from Mr. Kennedy, which included information regarding the extraction system and the provisions for the smoking area. This information has been circulated to all parties. Environmental Health have also provided comments regarding the history of the extraction system and confirmed that any smell nuisance can be investigated and action taken under separate legislation, as this would amount to statutory nuisance. The subcommittee must consider whether they believe the remaining concerns to be likely outcomes of the granting of the licence, and if so, consider whether any modifications could be made to the operating schedule which could address these concerns. The options available to the subcommittee today in determining the application are to grant the licence as per the application with the modifications to the hours and the conditions that have been agreed with the police, to grant the application along with any modifications or additional conditions that the subcommittee deem necessary for the promotion of the licensing objectives, or to reject the application. Thank you very much. Ben, do you have any questions or comments?
No.
I don't, thank you. So we don't have, yes, so we've got Mr. Kennedy, would you like to present your case now, please?
Okay, because again, apologies for my timekeeping now. My outlook diary is still filling up, it's 10 now, so apologies on that front. In regards to the business itself, you know, it's it was probably a little bit OTT on the first application of hours of the times, and that's just was my background being in public houses and having a public house just up the road. It was trying to sort of replicate the hours because I thought that was necessary in regards to it. So, in agreements with the police and as I say, I'm not here for, you know, I'm here to please. I just want to really get business up and running. It is a small restaurant business. We've been running on temporary event notice for the last 3 to 4 weeks. And I have noticed with areas excuse me, such as the smoking, it's very rarely used because if people go to restaurants, it seems that smoking now is not the done thing. As opposed to public houses, it's completely different. And the hours that we've submitted, you know, restaurant majority of the time has been closing between sort of 10, half 10, even over the Christmas periods and New Year periods, we was shut relatively early. So it is just a small restaurant in a small village that we just intend to run to the best possible ability that we can without causing any nuisance, because that's not what my intentions are, being as a restaurant as opposed to a public house. And the clientele is slightly different in that. You know, I'm just trying to help Carisbrook a little bit and try and tidy it up. I don't really know what I can say to change anybody's opinion of this. I'm just, you know, I'm happy to agree with anybody's suggestions because we just want to live with the business and run as we can.
Okay. I've just got one question for you. We read your very welcome note you sent through, I received yesterday. I just wonder if you could clarify the hours for me, because it seemed to be in that, in what you wrote recently, that you were going back to the hours that were in the previous licence, so held by on the premises, not by yourself. So if you could just clarify that for us so we can just be absolutely sure what hours you're looking for.
Okay, it's the hours that's in Appendix B, B33, of the agreement of the police.
Right, thank you very much. Members, do you have questions for Mr. Kennedy? Yes, Mr. Richard, sorry.
On the map here, I assume that the green line going right to the back is garden.
Yeah.
So that is your smoking area?
The garden is quite far back on drawings there. The actual smoking area, as you come out of the building, it's very hard to describe, as you come out of the building, there's a small alleyway that leads up into a raised garden area. And then it's the whole area is raised from the pathway, and we've sort of designated that area around the back of the building as the smoking area. And in agreement with the police, as we said, we have got a great big sign up on the back there saying only 5 people to be permitted in this area. And to be honest with you, I think if you've got 6 out there, or 4 very large people out there, it would be a squash. it's down a small alleyway out the back door to the right.
Well, thank you. You've answered the next question.
I'll actually answer it. I mean, how are you going to monitor and keep control of any amount of people smoking?
Well, we have got a CCTV system that's a basic one in there that which we will look into in regards to the police, because it doesn't do the required amount of days to change, and we will have a camera in the garden to monitor it. As I say, if you've got 4 large people out there or 5 people, it's a squeeze out there. As I say, in regards to the smoking in the restaurant, it's completely different from what I expected. My background is public houses where people go in, genuinely drink, smoke. With the restaurant, I've noticed not a lot of people have been smoking. So, probably just the CCTV system.
Do you have any more questions, queries? No, nothing? Thank you very much for that. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. So, Mr. Thomas, would you like to sum up for us then? Beg your pardon. Mr. Kennedy, would you like to sum up for us, please? Anything more to add, or just part of the procedure.
Yeah, well, as I say, the only thing I really want to just express is the fact that we just want to run a respectable business and not cause a rod for our own back in regards to licensing. That's it, really. Thank you.
Ms. Thomas, would like to sum up for us now.
Sure. So obviously we've heard from the applicant today what their proposed what their proposals for activities are, which is confirmed as B33 on the committee report at Appendix B. Those are the proposed hours. With regard to the outstanding issues, with the smoking area, there is a condition in place that has been agreed with the applicant with regard to that. And with regard to the nuisance and smells, obviously the committee are somewhat restricted in relation to that, because we're only looking at a very small period in relation to the licence, which is the Fridays and Saturdays from 2300 hours until midnight, whereas the reality is that cooking food will be happening for a much larger proportion of the day, which we can't regulate under this licence. And therefore, as Environmental Health have stated in their comments, any such matters in relation to nuisance from smells or noise from an extraction system could be dealt with under their separate legislation. Just to remind the committee that obviously they have a duty to have regard to all the evidence heard, the national guidance issued under Section 182 of the Licensing Act, and the Council's own statement of licensing policy. The committee must determine the application today with a view to promoting the licensing objectives. And if the committee opt to modify the proposed operating schedule, they must be mindful to ensure that any amendments or conditions are proportionate to promoting the licensing objectives.
Thank you very much, Ms. Thomas. Members, do you want a quick just deliberation just here? We need to
let me.
You'd like to go outside, okay. We're just going to have a quick chat. So we're just going to just adjourn just for a couple of minutes. So we're just going to go into a side window. So the committee's reached a decision now, and Justin Thorne's going to read it out for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Upon receiving the report in the licensing section, oral and written evidence from the applicant, responsible authority, and other persons, having regard to the guidance issued under Section 182 of the Licensing Act 2003 and the Isle of Wight Council's Statement of Licensing Policy 2014 to 2019, subcommittee hereby grant the licence in accordance with the application, subject to those conditions proposed by the applicant within the operating schedule and subject to the mandatory conditions specified in the Licensing Act 2003 and as amended in consultation with the police in Appendix B and C. Members considered all remaining relevant licensing objections have been adequately addressed by the modifications and that environmental issues will be satisfactorily dealt with by alternative legislation. In reaching the above decision, the Subcommittee have regard to Human Rights Act 1998 and in particular Article 1 of the First Protocol, Article 8 and Article 6. The Subcommittee consider this decision is proportionate and appropriate for the promotion of the four licensing objectives under the Licensing Act 2003. There is a right to appeal to the Magistrates Court if anyone is dissatisfied with this decision, and that any appeal must be made within 21 days of the date of notification. I believe that's your decision, panel. Chair. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. This procedure is now closed. Thank you.